Good afternoon, gentlemen. Can't say welcome to the Mass Construction Show because it's not the Mass Construction Show. We don't have a name for this podcast yet. We're hoping to talk about this after the fact, but this is going to be a podcast by four safety professionals. Why we're doing this, people that are listening, is, you know, I was doing the Mass Construction Show. I've done a fair amount of episodes on safety, but I just felt like there was so much more to do, and I'm not an expert in it. I do a fair amount of fire safety, but there was enough topics that I felt were important to the industry that I don't have the expertise in. I reached out to Jason a while back. We chatted about doing a podcast. Part of those conversations was that, you know, maybe we should get some more voices mixed in here. So everybody's here today for that reason. So the hope is to hear four different perspectives. So over the next, hopefully, years, you're going to hear from Doug, Sean, Bob, and Jason about safety, how to be better at what we all do in the construction business. And the hope is just to set the groundwork here and let everybody that's listening understand where everybody is coming from and what their perspectives are. And I think a good way to start is to ask kind of each of you, and we'll start with Bob, you know, why are you doing this podcast?
On October 2nd of 1992, I got tapped on the shoulder. And someone saw something in me that I didn't yet see in myself. And they asked if I wanted to be the safety director for the company. At that time, I had no idea what that meant. Literally zero idea what that meant. And over years, I've been fortunate enough to have people share information with me. And I think at this point in my career, I'd like to give back in hopes of making the young practitioner's experience that much easier, and perhaps even connecting with the boots on the ground, the workers in the field, just to kind of get some insights into, you know, why I act and am interested in what they're doing.
Great. And if we harken back, that was probably a time where, and I'm sure probably everybody in the room was not a fan of what used to be called the safety officer, right? Like you were a cop on site that walked around. That's what it was when I started.
Absolutely. Yeah, quite a bit.
Jason?
I'm not going back to 1992. I was eight, by the way, I think, in 92 when you were being tapped on the
lies. All lies.
All right, it wasn't eight.
More money.
I just graduated high school, fairly. I'm doing this podcast because you asked me to. All right, you want more than that?
Yeah, see, you have a purpose.
I thought about it. The story for the listeners is that you had asked me this, and you kind of plugged away for a couple of months in asking, and I think I politely declined the first couple of times, and you wore me down over time.
Again, lies, but yes, go ahead. Well,
you did. You did.
Yeah.
One of the things that interests me about the idea of doing a podcast is getting the trades involved, listening to the trades, which I swear I don't feel like we do enough of in this industry. And I'm not just talking about safety. I'm just talking about in general terms that we don't listen to the trades enough. And it would be nice to get the perspective of, among other people, the trades, and start to allow the listeners to realize what the tradespeople have to go through on a daily basis, whether it's safety or any other topic. That's the reason that I'm doing this. It'd be nice that if the trades had a voice for this topic.
Excellent. Doug?
And the money, the pay. Sorry. Doing it for the pay.
I hope they're paying you better than me.
You guys get paid for this, right?
Joe? You guys can keep all the sponsorship money.
I think for me, starting in the industry back in 2000, we probably all started on a very similar journey. You want to make sure that everyone goes home the same way they came, if not better, you know, at the end of each workday. And it's been a long, arduous journey, I'll say, for 23 years, where I think we've made some incremental improvement in the industry. And you fight for everything you can take, and it's progressed from the safety officer mentality being punitive and going out there and policing it. So for me, I think the opportunity to get the four of us together, you know, and bring on guests and or talk about relevant topics that may help the industry move quicker, move safer, is what I mean, safer, quicker, I guess, is important to me because the longer it takes us to get the information out there and talk about certain topics that may help people go home every day, we're doing ourselves an injustice in the industry. So I think that's why I'm doing it, is to have a louder voice across a bigger platform, hopefully, to be able to do that.
Sean?
Well, for me, why I'm doing this is construction is cool. Construction is really, really cool. And, you know, I'm fortunate to sit at this table with all of you here today. I've learned so much from you guys over my 20 years in doing this, and so many other people, you know, that I meet out on our job sites, other safety people, tradespeople. Everybody's got a unique story, a unique background. We're all coming together to build these beautiful buildings and, you know, create different skylines and, you know, roads and bridges and whatnot. And it's really cool stuff. And I think that there's, you know, a lot of opportunity for other people to share and hearing of these stories of these people that are doing this work, and hopefully learn and grow together. I agree with, you know, what Doug said. You know, we're at a point now that we've made some incremental changes in the industry for the better of the people that are in it, but there's a long way to go. And we're now faced with an opportunity to come together to help make, you know, better tomorrow for so many people. And we can't do that individually. So here are four competing companies coming together to say, let's talk safety, let's talk construction, let's find a better way to make all of our lives a little bit easier, safer, in a really cool industry.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that has been impressive to me is safety professionals, at least in this marketplace, what I've seen AGC and then just over the years from building inspector and all different positions I've sat in, safety is the one place where nobody's worried about, oh, I want to keep how we do a thing at XYZ company from somebody else, right? I'm also really excited because it's going to open people's eyes to what U.S. safety professionals do. And, you know, sometimes we forget that we have our little roles, whether we're out on a job site, we don't really know what the PMs are doing in the office, or managing safety and the field people don't know where it's from. I had somebody reach out who was a structural engineer that listens to the Mass Construction Show. And he said, hey, I just want to thank you for putting all this stuff out there. He goes, I always just did my drawings, put my stamp on an affidavit and handed it in. He goes, I had no idea what went into even getting a permit. And he's like, it's been really eye-opening to hear what happens after I do those drawings. So I'm really hoping that people can hear from you four and be like, okay, wow, I have a whole different perspective from this person that I might feel is hounding me or maybe is helping me, but I don't really know where they're coming from. So I'm really excited about that. Hopefully it opens people's eyes and helps them be better, not just at safety, but better at the job because they understand more sides of this business. So that's pretty exciting.
And the trick's going to be to make it interesting.
I think it will. I mean, anytime you're learning, to me, that's interesting.